Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Discover Covington County Hospital's Swing Bed Program, offering comprehensive care for patients transitioning from acute hospital care to home. With a focus on rehabilitation, we ensure a smooth journey back to your home environment. Choose Covington County Hospital, where your health care matters.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty and Dima Mixon. We're in the Southern Bank Corps studio here in Hattiesburg, and we're always glad you're with us. Daniel Stewart, our baseball analyst, will be joining us in just a few minutes, about to talk to Sam Sklar from the Clarion Ledger as well. And it's all about tonight's big matchup, of course, between Mississippi State and Southern Miss in baseball. Sam is traveling, as you can tell. We can hear the road noise outside of his car. Sam, welcome to the show. Glad to have you back on. I gather you're headed to Hattiesburg.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I am on my way down to Hattiesburg. Just started the drive about 20 minutes ago. So I'm excited for tonight. It's always a little fun for me to just be back at the Pete since, you know, I covered Southern Miss for a year, of course, and then, you know, you add on top of what this matchup is, two top 10 teams. It's just going to be a fun time tonight.
Right. Well, we're glad to have you. Sam covers Mississippi State sports for the Clarion Ledger. Now, all right, Sam, with all due respect to Mississippi State, I do have a question that's been on my mind, and you know more than I do, but here it is from a layman's perspective. Mississippi State, a storied baseball program, no question about that, so I don't in any way question that. Last year, the Bulldogs were 36-23, 15-15 in the SEC, and as a result, they fired their coach. Coming into this weekend, they had played Hofstra, Troy, Alcorn State, Delaware, and Austin Peay, combined records of 16-35, yet Mississippi State has been in the top five since the start of the season. Explain that to me. What is it about Mississippi State that bolted them not in the top 25, but the top five right out of the gate?
I think a lot of it is just with the roster, and Mississippi State was able to bring in a lot of really, really good transfers. You know, a handful of the top players from Virginia, where Ryan O'Connor came from. Obviously, they got a new coach, too, which is a big bump there. But also, Mississippi State was able to keep some of its best players from last season, too, like Ace Reese and Noah Sullivan. I mean, Ace Reese, you know, preseason All-American and probably going to be a first-round MLB draft pick this summer. So a lot of it, you're right, was just on, and still is on preseason expectations, I suppose. But Brian O'Connor is a really well-respected coach. Obviously, he was really successful at Virginia for a really long time. And so I think when you just combine kind of the best aspects of Mississippi State's roster from a year ago plus some of Virginia's best players, that's where people kind of had those expectations that things were going to be really good for Mississippi State this season.
Sam, so great to hear from you. And I know that there was a lot of question about who Mississippi State baseball was this season, really until they went out to Arlington this week, right, this weekend and competed out there. And I think a lot of, you know, fans of the sport left that UCLA and State game kind of feeling like those two teams were probably the two best of the best in the country between those two squads. And of course, Mississippi State lost that game, but kind of a tough loss there, right? I think, you know, bottom of the ninth, probably should have won in multiple ways. Do you think that loss will affect the Bulldogs' play tonight in either a positive way or a negative way?
I think it's really hard to forecast, but it's definitely a good question just because it's the first loss of the season and first loss under Ryan O'Connor. And you know, it's a very quick turnaround of playing a game Sunday evening and losing in an emotional way, really. I mean, right. You're right. They probably should have won that game in the bottom of the ninth if Ryder Woodson's double to the gap. If that doesn't hop over the fence for a ground rule double, they probably win the game on a walk-off there. And then They had the bases loaded with Aiden Teal at bat, and the umpire calls a strike on a pitch that looked like a ball and would have walked in the game-winning run. And then, so then they ended up losing in 10 innings. So that, it's going to be really – it's kind of hard to forecast because you're coming in – you're turning the ride around into a, another tough environment against a top 10 team in the country. You know, so I think it's kind of difficult to forecast what how that's going to impact this team. But it'll be definitely something to watch tonight.
Can you talk about Mississippi State starter tonight and just kind of what he's done over the season so far, and then what Southern Miss fans should expect from him tonight?
Yeah, so Mississippi State made a little bit of a surprise move with the starter decision, to be honest. With Brendan Sweeney is starting. He is a transfer from South Carolina who hasn't started a game this season, you know, has started games previously in other seasons, but mainly has been a bullpen reliever. Has pitched every Saturday so far this season. And so a lot of people thought that Charlie Foster would maybe be the starting pitcher for this game, and that name sounds familiar. Charlie Foster was the pitcher who started this game last year in Hattiesburg and struggled a little bit and when Mississippi State lost that game. And so that was kind of a question. It was like, Charlie Foster didn't pitch at all over this past weekend in Arlington, so people thought maybe he was going to start today. But obviously that's not the case. Maybe he'll come out of the bullpen or something. But Brendan Sweeney's been really good. He's been very, very good for Mississippi State. Hasn't allowed a run, I don't believe, this season. And so I probably wouldn't expect him to pitch super, super long just because he hasn't done that all season. But, I mean, he's done very well. And I think Mississippi State's, just from a bullpen arms standpoint, is in a pretty good spot. They didn't have to use many arms, games at least, of the weekend in Arlington. So I wouldn't expect Brendan Sweeney to go super long, probably just a few innings. And then from there, maybe Charlie Foster or who really knows after that.
You know, when you look at Mississippi State's offensive numbers, they look really impressive, of course. But, I mean, I would probably argue if Southern Miss would have played the first 10 games that or whatever it was that Mississippi State played, they would have similar numbers as well. I guess, how did they fare against some of the better pitching they saw this weekend in Arlington? Because, I mean, I would probably argue that tonight against Southern Miss's bullpen and the numbers that they've been displaying might be one of the best pitching staffs that State has faced so far. And I'm just curious if there was any noticeable change in Mississippi State's offense when they played better pitching this weekend versus their first few weeks.
I wouldn't say there was a huge difference. I mean, Mississippi State fared pretty well offensively this season. They've scored at least six runs in every single game so far. And I think the big difference, though, from last year's team to this year's team is last year's team was swinging for the fences. They broke the single season program record for home runs. This season, that's just not the approach of this team. They're in a ton of doubles, and that's been a big strength for Mississippi State so far, and not as many home runs. Obviously, first couple of weeks of the season have been a little cold too, so maybe that's a factor in it. But you know, Mississippi State's just been super consistent. The lineup is super, super deep, and kind of a challenge that Brian O'Connor and this coaching staff faces every game is it seems like there are about 12 different players who justifiably should be starters, but obviously only 9 can start. So there's been a lot of movement of guys in and out of the lineup, and so it's hard to forecast, you know, who exactly is going to start in some of the positions. And but otherwise, Brian O'Connor has really done a good job of pushing the right buttons, especially in games. There was a stretch before Sunday where Mississippi State hit a pinch hit home run in 3 straight games.
Wow.
And so it seems like he's done a really good job of just making the right decisions of pinch hitting certain guys with certain righty lefty matchups and things like that. So we'll be interesting to see if that plays in a factor tonight.
Purvis's own Jacob Parker on Mississippi State, of course. I'm just curious to see how he's done early in the season so far for the Bulldogs.
I mean, one of those guys, too. That's part of the 12 guys that I mentioned that have an argument to be started. And he started on Sunday against UCLA for the second time this season after he hit a pinch-hit home run. I believe it was against Virginia Tech. He hit a pinch-hit, three-run home run. And so He's been impressive, and Brian O'Connor has said a lot of really, you know, really good things about him, and that, you know, for a freshman to get someone like that on campus, because he was a MLB draft prospect, you know, kind of like his brother, not as high as his brother, but a really, really good one. And so he's been a guy that they're trying to figure out ways to get him on the field, but there's just not enough spots, really, for everyone right now.
Hey, Sam, just a few seconds left. Oz told us yesterday that Southern Miss will throw a lot of young arms tonight to look at a lot of freshman pitchers. Do you anticipate a lot of pitchers from Mississippi State as well?
Yeah, I think I do. It'll probably be a handful of guys that come in, yeah.
Yeah. All right, midweek excitement. It doesn't get much better than this for a midweek game, Sam. We really do appreciate your input. Safe travels here to Hattiesburg.
Thanks. Appreciate it. See some of you guys tonight.
All right, and we appreciate that input. What are we deeming now? 4.5 hours away, I think.
Well, since Southern Miss is playing up, you know, they may need to get up for the game.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
Just so stupid.
I don't think anything gets any older than hearing that out of SEC people.
And I have a Daniel Stewart sighting as well. So
he is in the building.
He's in the building.
Like Elvis.
The limousine just dropped him off.
All right. Dickie's Barbecue Pit sponsored that segment of the program. We thank them very much. Of course, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Corp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty, Dima Mixon, Daniel Stewart about to join us. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour every day. That's where you'll find quality Goodyear products. Full service auto and truck service. They're next to Smith Motor Company, the brand new Highway 98 West out in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, big Southern Miss supporters. As is Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, their sedans and SUVs are all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. It's on Highway 98 West here in Hattiesburg. Be sure to check it out. Genesis of Hattiesburg, appreciate all they do. As do we do Daniel Stewart, who joins us now, our baseball analyst, former Golden Eagle pitcher. And Daniel, here we just got off the phone with a sports writer for the Clarion Ledger, and he covers Mississippi State. Before we talk about what he said, I want to let Dima follow up on the tease that he went going into the break. Dima, go ahead.
Yeah, basically, you know, there's various Mississippi State shows, and on one of the shows, a certain person said that Southern Miss is going to be playing up, and that this game matters more to Southern Miss than it does Mississippi State, which I think, like, on a base level, that's probably pretty accurate in the sense of that Mississippi State is going to be playing Texas, you know, Arkansas, Tennessee, all these teams in weekend series coming up. So it's not necessarily their biggest game of the season. But I don't think you can say Southern Miss is playing up, because five sentences earlier he was talking about how Southern Miss is a top 10 team and this is a really tough challenge. So you can't claim that they're a top 10 team and then say they're playing up to play an SEC school. Southern Miss can't help what conference they're in, right? In baseball, right. I think in the only sport in baseball, they could probably compete fine in the SEC. I would die on that hill. We've already seen it. They run world Alabama. I think in baseball, they would compete fine in the SEC. So I do not think they're playing up. In every other sport that Southern Miss has, you're right. You're right in saying that, but I just don't think in baseball.
Well, Daniel, this is nothing new. This is what State and Ole Miss supporters have said for 50 years, isn't it?
50 years. Maybe longer than that. I mean, they said it then, said it when I played, that, you know, it's our Super Bowl, quote unquote. You know,
let me tell you another thing they used to say, and tell me if you've ever heard this. Oh, Southern Miss will pitch their very best people, and State will be pitching their third and fourth string guys because it just means so much more to
Southern. They're going to try to beat us. What, no matter what they, have to do.
All bunk.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All bunk.
And I mean, that's just not true. But Dean, I agree with that on a base level. Yeah, maybe so. But we've shown that we can compete at the highest levels. We're a top 10 team, and I think whoever wins tonight, hopefully it's our Golden Eagles, but it's going to be a big win for either team that comes out on top tonight. And it's going to be similar with a lot of pitchers, hopefully see some good offense, but I hope we come out on top.
So does this drive you crazy? Oz told us yesterday, we knew what the answer was going to be, but yeah, tonight's no different than any other midweek game. We're going to throw a lot of young kids.
And you know, as a fan, you're like, man, you want to see him run Colby out there and just try to beat him. He's the coach, and he's our head coach for a reason. He's going to coach the way that we need to be prepared for the weekend. But at the same time, yeah, they're going to try to win tonight. I'm really excited to see Littleton. Hopefully we'll get to see him again. Kevin Landry Farr, both of those guys, similar arm slots, just one righty, one lefty. I'm really excited to be able to see some of those guys come out there tonight, see how they step up in a big game.
But, guys, I mean, if you think about it, statistically speaking, the strongest pitchers right now that Southern Miss has is the bullpen.
Yeah.
All the bullpen arms have been better than all the starters, every one of them. So, statistically speaking, this is who you want pitching tonight, your bullpen, against Mississippi State, as if you're going with statistics and who's your best pitcher so far.
I mean, we really don't take too much away from the mound when our starters step off. I mean, you got somebody coming back in right behind him that's just, you know, talent-wise, maybe not there. But, I mean, look at the guys last Tuesday night against Alabama. I didn't really know who they were, but they came out there pumping 92, 93, crazy good command of the fastball, crazy good off-speed stuff. I was like, man, who are these guys? So I'm really confident in our bullpen right now. I think we got one of the best in the country.
In three games over the weekend, the bullpen gave up zero runs.
How
rare is that, Daniel?
Extremely rare. Extremely rare. It's just a testament to how good those guys are. And we've had some little conversations. You know, I think we got Colby locked down Friday night, Graydon locked down Saturday. Maybe this is the weekend we see Sundstrom bump up to Sunday. Who knows? We don't know, but that being said, there's probably three or four guys that are in the pen right now that could make a run to be that Sunday starter.
I wonder if there's going to be a discussion to flip Graydon and Colby too, just because of how Graydon started. It's not a knock on Colby, but you just wonder if somewhere in the season, you know, you pitch your best starter that's at least shown he's the best starter so far, which has been Graydon Harris. Not a knock on Colby, but Graydon Harris has been the best starter so far.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's something that Oz will play with before conference starts or during conference starts. You would think that this weekend when they play North Alabama, that's time to experiment some changes.
Right.
So I agree with you that if they would put Sundstrom in that Sunday spot, I would think they would come this weekend. But also we have to remember that they're playing two midweeks this week as well. So there's going to be a lot of pitchers throwing.
That's right.
Which makes me think that's why Dylan Calls he's going tonight, because I would assume that they already have a starter in mind for tomorrow's game, which might be at Crabtree. Really, honestly, whoever you don't see tonight is probably starting. like a big name that doesn't throw tonight, he's starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
And Oz expressed to us he didn't really like playing two midweek games, but you have to get the games in.
Sure.
But that does stress your staff. Although, guys, isn't this the best time to be doing this when you have a North Alabama coming in here this weekend?
Absolutely. I mean, if you've got some weaknesses that you're trying to expose, some things you're trying to figure out, now is the time to be getting that stuff taken care of in preparation for conference ball.
I think that looking back, isn't this an accurate statement? Very rarely have we seen toward the middle or end of the year the same three weekend starters as we see in the first 2 weeks, correct?
Yeah. I mean, last year you had, I think the first three were J.B. Middleton, Cross Sively, and then Graydon Harris.
Graydon.
And you were kind of like, oh, why? I think last year people were asking why it wasn't Colby in the rotation, you know, to start the season. And then it ended up being J.V. Middleton, Graydon Harris, and then just whoever was available basically on Sundays. That's kind of what they went with. If you remember, they had that TBA, you know, for the Sunday starter because they really just didn't have a third starter. So there's always going to be change, and it's going to be basically about who's hot, you know, towards the end of the season. But Oz has shown that he's willing to change his starting rotation, which is why I think we can speculate on maybe they would change that Sunday guy. I don't necessarily think they'll do it because I don't necessarily think that McCarty's thrown terrible. Mm-mm. His pitch count has just been up high, so they kind of just have to pull him. But also, the fact that the bullpen has been so good, even if McCarty only throws four innings, it hasn't cost him anything.
No.
He hasn't left a game with the game in jeopardy other than maybe the first weekend.
Right.
I mean, he gave up two runs, and they were both solo home runs to the same guy.
So he's
still pitching good, and that's – you know, it's not like he's doing bad and is going to get replaced, but you know, you've got to give some credit to a guy like Sundstrom who's performed so good this year.
I know it's really, really early, but Daniel, have you seen a deeper, what appears to be a deeper, more talented bullpen than what we've seen so far?
I have not, and we've kind of talked about it. As you know, in the past, you maybe had your top five guys that you were confident if you know your starter came out, we had somebody that was that setup guy to get us to our closer, we were confident in. But past that, I was kind of like, you know, you had a little bit of fan anxiety kind of set in. It's like, all right, is this guy going to be lights out, or is, you know, he going to walk a few people and put some runners on and maybe lose this game for us? I don't have that feeling at all this year. These guys are really, really good. They're extremely well coached. I think Coach Ostrander set the expectations of what their role is, and these guys are just – they're doing their job.
I think off that, what's even more encouraging for Southern Miss fans is the fact that even if one of those guys, such as a Sundstrom – not saying you will, but a Sundstrom, a Causey, you know, a Sam Mitchell, even if one of them doesn't have their best night, like the fact that we're seeing Oz just go straight over there and pull him – because he has so many other players in the pen that he can rely on.
Don't walk anybody.
Right. Like, if you're not having your best night, like, it's not going to cost the game because they don't have to ride him. They can just take him out and put another guy in.
That's true.
Which is a huge advantage to you as a pitching staff.
All right. It's very early. It's a midweek game. Both teams are highly ranked. When we come back, I'm going to ask these guys, really, how important is this game in the big scheme of things, or is this more a game for fans? And we have a minute left, Amos, so let me throw that at you. Is this more of a game for fans?
Well, yes and no. I think it is a game for fans as far as, you know, who wins, who loses, because at the end of the day, tonight's game does not matter. It's going to actually enhance both teams' resume if you win or lose a game of this caliber. Now, on that, if Southern Miss does win, there's their resume to be a host – is already pretty much locked in, I would think, even without a win tonight. But if you could get this game and potentially next week's game, and you're talking about 3-1 against your SEC opponents, if you were to lose the game in Starkville in a couple weeks, I mean, I think they're playing for a top 8 seed in that scenario, with your RPI being as high as it is. So I think it is an important game to get. You don't want to go 0-2 to state, I think, if you want a top 8 seed, which a top 8 seed, for those who don't know, which I'm hoping everybody does, but top 8 seed means you get to host your super too. You don't have to travel for your super. I think Southern Miss right now is a pretty good spot to host. You know, if the, obviously provided they take care of conference, but they're in a good spot to host with a resume already. But with a win tonight, you're starting enhancing that resume already to get you into the top 8.
All right, when we come back, we'll ask Daniel what he thinks the importance of the game is, and also this is a guy that never lost a start against Mississippi
never
State.
Did.
So we want to find out what the hell the secret is where we can pass it along tonight.
I think his teeth are hurting. He might get another extra year if he wants it.
I'll do whatever I can.
Do you still got a fastball in you?
Maybe one. Maybe
it's faster
one.
Than Jack Duggan's.
Well, mine is faster than Jack Duggan's. We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. DBAT down on Hardy Street, where you go for baseball, softball, adult sport training. Luke Reynolds manages the place. Beautiful state-of-the-art facility on Hardy. We really do appreciate everything that DBAT does for us. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you are the most important player. Don't ever forget that. Get an annual physical, eat right, exercise. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Do all the things Kelly Center does. Not. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. All right, Daniel, I'm going to throw the same question at you. Two top 10 teams, State, Southern Miss. Is this a bigger game for the fans than it is the coaches and players?
In all honesty, it probably is. And I'll kind of speak as a fan and a former player. As a fan, man, I'm really excited about tonight. You've got top 10 college baseball in-state rivals that are going to play, number 4 versus number 10. I think we're going to have a lot of eyes on this game nationally, you know, especially nowadays when you can just about watch any game you want to. So from a fan perspective, man, yeah, this is going to be a great game. From a player perspective, you treat this just like you would any other game. You know what they're capable of. You do your research on them. Hey, this pitcher is going to do this. This hitter does this. You do your research. You approach it like any other game. And from the coaches, it doesn't matter if it's Mississippi State or Nicholls State tomorrow. They're going to approach this game the exact same way, and they're going to manage for the future.
All right. You won every start you ever had against Mississippi State, and that's why we like you so much, Daniel.
Yeah.
What was the secret? And what is the secret when you're a young pitcher and you're facing a storied program like State?
I don't know if there's any truth to this or not, but back when I played, it was the strike zone was a lot different than it is now. We could get away with maybe 6 inches off the plate versus now. I mean, gosh, if it's not over the black, it's a ball. And back then, you always heard the SEC, the way those pitchers pitch, they're away, 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 and then they throw their off-speed stuff. So our strategy was we're going to just throw in on these guys all night. And, I mean, I think my senior year I threw a four-hit complete game against them. I only had one strikeout, only one. But we just jammed them inside all night, and they just rolled over on top of everything, got them frustrated, just never could get in a rhythm. I don't know if there's any truth to that or not. It worked that night. Because we won't talk about Ole Miss. I lost two against them. I tried the same strategy.
They
cheated.
Know?
But, but yeah, the game has changed a lot, and I relish all those memories of playing and pitching against those SEC teams.
So what would you tell these freshman arms that we're going to see tonight? What advice would you give them?
I mean, I would just tell them, look, don't matter or don't pay attention to the name on the jersey. This is another batter. It's another competitor. You're here to do a job. You pitch the pitch you're told to pitch in the location you're told to execute in. They know what's expected of them. Bear down, give it 100%, do your job, and next man up. If you only got one inning, hey, let that be the best inning you've ever pitched.
Yep. Dima, how are you feeling about this? We're just a few hours away.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a really good game between two really good teams. I think really that's all you can ask is for a nationally televised game to be against two great teams in an in-state rivalry. So, man, I'm excited. I think it's going to be really good. I'm really, really excited to see Southern Miss's bullpen versus Mississippi State's offense. Mm-hmm. I think that's the game. Southern Miss is going to get their hits. They're going to get their runs.
Even the young bullpen
yes.
that you're going to see tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's true freshman starting. So, mm-hmm. You know, That's going to be the game. If Southern Miss, his bullpen, continues to deliver like they have start of the season, I would think Southern Miss should win. I mean, they should be favored to win in that scenario. Mississippi State, while they'd score a lot of runs, you know, their bullpen has not been their strength of their team so far. So that, to me, tells me that Southern Miss will get their hits, get their runs. They'll be in the game. It's just going to be about – if you can hold down Mississippi State's offense. And like Daniel said, if there's nobody in this country who I would trust more as a pitching person and as a coach than Christian Ostrander and Gunnar Legend.
Exactly.
Because of what they've done so far this season. I think Southern Miss has the best bullpen in the country. Mm-hmm. It's been documented. Their ERA as a bullpen is like 2.1, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Against good competition.
Yes.
Great competition.
I mean, really good teams.
Really good competition.
We were worried
really
going into the season about how tough the schedule was going to be, and here we are.
Fair to say, coming into tonight's game, Southern Miss has played a tougher overall early season schedule?
Absolutely. I don't know if this number is correct, but I want to say we were number one RPI somewhere I saw. So
we are, I think.
And so to come out of that, what are we, 11-1 now? After so we talked about it being a gauntlet, and we lost that first game, and it kind of like, oh, well, here we go. We've railed off 11 straight wins. We've looked better and better and better every week. So I think we're in a great position.
I'll point out that Southern Miss lost the opener and was down 4-0.
We were.
In the second game.
Very true.
So, guys, and I'll start with you, Dima. When the rest of the baseball country, baseball fans around the country, see a game like this, I mean, this, irregardless of the outcome, just speaks volumes about the level of college baseball that's developed in this state.
Oh, no question. And I think it's good that both teams are good. right? Like last season, this game was important, but Southern Miss wasn't ranked, right? Mm-hmm. State was. Now they ended up hosting, so it ended up being fine. And then previous season, State wasn't really good. I mean, they didn't even make the postseason 2 years in a row, I believe, under Lemonis. So I just think it's great that both teams are really good. That's number one. But number two, that kind of, you know, the fact that you're going to see it at the Pete, you're going to get so much national recognition of your fan base, mm-hmm. of your, you know, so much national talk has been about Southern Miss. And a win tonight, oh, man, a win tonight. I mean, you talk about people, what they've already said about Southern Miss so far this season, such as the D1 baseballs, the Baseball Americas, the Perfect Games, the ESPN, whoever it is. If you get a win tonight, I mean, you're being talked about as a national championship contender.
Right. Daniel, there's been so much love, national love, that it makes me nervous.
Yeah, it does. You know, kind of, Damon, to your point, I think there's probably a little doubt from people outside of the Hattiesburg community about, oh, Southern Miss doing great, but it's going to tail off at some point. We win tonight, and that attention we're getting now is just going to be magnified, correct. And all those doubts are probably thrown out the window.
And I think even if they lose in a close game, I still think it would be.
That was my next question. I'll be the devil's advocate. How bad does it hurt to lose the game, Dima?
I don't think it hurts at all. I mean, as long as you don't go out there and, you know, lay an egg and beat 15-0 or something, you know. Yeah. As long as it's competitive, I don't think a loss hurts at all. I think Mississippi State, regardless of who they've played, because I don't get into all the, you know, they haven't played anybody. Mississippi State is by far the most talented team that Southern Miss has played all season, and it's mm-hmm. not even really close. Mm-hmm. So this is a really good baseball team that they're going to play tonight against the Bulldogs are. So a loss tonight does not hurt Southern Miss in any way, but I think a competitive game shows me as a sports writer and hopefully all these fans that Southern Miss has the ability to compete with the top level of college baseball, which should give you incredible confidence that in your team going into the postseason, that tells you, hey, if we got to Omaha, hey, we could win some games out there, mm-hmm. which is right. That's what you want to hear. That's what the standard you want to be at. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're not just getting to Omaha and it's fine. We want to win some games out there.
Yeah. I think you have to throw Ole Miss into this scenario as well in this respect. Nobody really wants to play one of the three Division I Mississippi schools, Daniel.
No, nobody does. And I think it's a testament to the roots of baseball in the South. I mean, we've got some really good high school baseball programs in the state. Obviously, we got three D1 colleges pulling from all those guys. And a really interesting dynamic to me about tonight's game, Jacob Parker from Purvis is at Mississippi State. He's coming back. Maddox Miller, who is at Oak Grove, is coming back. Both of those guys are doing really, really well as freshmen at Mississippi State. So it'd be really neat to get to see those guys perform tonight against us.
And he won't play tonight, but Colby Allen's from Louisville, which is a stone's throw from Starkville.
Very close. Very close, yeah. It's kind of like the Civil War. You know, all these guys probably know each other. They're going to be on opposite sides, and they probably talk after the game, you know. So it's going to be fun.
Here's something I've noticed when they play each other. They talk during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't see that in every game. But it's not uncommon at all if any of the three are playing one another, that the kids are chatting it up when there's timeouts on the field, because my guess is three quarters of them have known each other their whole lives.
They have. I mean, it was that way when I played. You mean, guys I played JUCO ball with went to Mississippi State and Ole Miss, and we'd see each other and talk. And, you know, the coaches, I'm not sure what their opinions are. I know some coaches don't want you talking to other team, and some don't mind. But I think that honestly makes baseball different is, you know, there's in between pitches and in between hits, you see some guys and you can say, hey, how you doing? Football, probably maybe a little bit of that, but baseball is just a special game that way.
Daniel, do you think they're over their hurt feelings down in Ruston, Louisiana? Because, boy, they had some high expectations going into the weekend.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that freshman's going to talk to the media ever again. And he probably got a talking to, you know, hey, next time you need to say these certain things. But I have a lot of respect for Coach Burrows and what he's done. He was our assistant coach when I was at USM. He and I actually went to the same high school. He's a little few years ahead of me. A lot of respect for Coach Burrows and what he's done. But I think he was not very happy with the way this weekend went. And he is, you know, rightfully so. And they're going to. He's a good coach, and he's going to get those guys on the right track.
They'll bounce back. I think Texas is going to win a lot of baseball games.
They will.
I think
they're really Friday night guys. Club. Really good. Really good.
No question. All right, when we come back, got one more segment to go. Stay with us.
big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Always great to welcome new advertisers to our program, and I am delighted to welcome Jewel Masters as the fourth segment sponsor of the Eagle Hour. And I want to remind you, Jewel Masters, selling your gold is simple, secure, and very rewarding. Their certified expert will evaluate your jewelry with complete transparency, offering top dollar payouts on the spot. So whether it's old, broken, or simply no longer your style, your gold, your silver, your coins, they're worth more at Jewel Masters. Honest service, immediate payment, real value. Bring your gold to Jewel Masters today across from Academy Sports on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Daniel Stewart in the studio with us. And, of course, we're in the Southern Bancorp studio where we broadcast every day. Mo Babinye Company, want to say hello to those good friends, as well as Genesis of Hattiesburg and, of course, MCS Home Center, where you go for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything for your next project. They've got it. MCS Home Center in Bellevue. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. And finally, don't forget about the Eagle Hour podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri. We'll play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. Okay, Daniel, state tonight, another midweeker tomorrow night. So you have to try to juggle the pitching staff a little more than normal.
Yeah, you do. And I don't know if this number is right. Some guys were talking about it in the stands, talking to Tuesday nights. And Dima, you may know better, that we had like 18 to 20 pitchers and only like 14. I don't know if that's true or not, but we got a lot of pitchers on our staff, and I think that's a great thing. Coach Oz is going to have to manage that, and he's probably got a good idea who – we know who he's going to start, but, hey, innings 2 through 3, 4 through 5, whatever it may be, he knows who's going to start because you can't run them all out there tonight because we got to have some people ready to go tomorrow night.
Yeah, the question is going to be about, you know, when you get into those later innings, how bad do you want to win this game? For example, when it's 7-5 and you're up, generally that means it's Ock Clark in that 8th and 9th inning or the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, and – both of those players should be available tonight with Ock throwing, of course, on Friday and hadn't seen him. So Ock should be very, very healthy and ready to throw tonight. And Camden Clark, even though he did pitch Sunday, he should be available to throw tonight. I would think even Sundstrom would be available to pitch tonight. So it's just going to be about whether or not, you know, Oz thinks that this game, you know, to throw those guys tonight versus tomorrow night. And maybe you're riding such a Cross Sibley or somebody like that tomorrow night to finish the game. So we're going to see. It's going to be really interesting. But if it were me, and if I had to guess, I would expect you would see Ock, Camden Clark, Sundstrom.
Well,
later
I would just say that if in the sixth inning it's 7-5 Southern Miss, please let's see Ock and Camden Clark.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Let's close this thing
I think as much as they say that this game doesn't really matter and they're just trying to, you know, it's just another midweek, it does matter. Once you're about to win and beat a top five team, you got to secure it.
Well, and then on the other hand too, you cannot afford to lose Wednesday night to a team like you're playing Wednesday night.
No,
hurts your RPI.
A loss tomorrow night hurts a lot more than a loss tonight.
That's a great point.
So we can't look past tonight and look over tomorrow night's game. We got to be ready to play both.
That's a great point, Dima. Yep. It would be far more damaging to beat Mississippi State and lose Wednesday night than reverse.
Oh, for sure. And you could take that step further and say lose a game this weekend. that would be catastrophic, right? And you know, I am a little bit nervous about that. If Southern Miss wins tonight, we're going to be coming here tomorrow to the station and talking about, wow, that was a great win. Do you think there's going to be any type of, you know...
But you got to play again tomorrow.
Yeah, is there going to be any type of... Well, what's the word? Hangover, right. Yeah. Hangover from that win, emotional. You had 7,000 people there. You got a home game again, but there's not going to be 7,000 people there tomorrow night for Nichols. I'm just sorry. It's not going to happen. Right, and, you know, so that's something that we're going to be talking about. And then if they lose, we're going to be saying, you know, it might be an emotional loss. You might lose 8-7 or something. And then, you know... Hangover game again. I think that's going to be a question and a discussion point tomorrow. But like we've both said, tomorrow night's game is almost more important than tonight's game because you can't afford to lose a home game to an RPI team with that low caliber. No. Kills your RPI.
Yeah. And then what worries me a little bit, Daniel, how do you keep these kids focused? I mean, you play Mississippi State, and then you play tomorrow night, and then you got to play North Alabama.
In my opinion, one of the hardest jobs of a coach is to manage these players' emotions as you go through a season. You have guys that have good outings. Well, hey, don't get to feeling too good about yourself. You have a guy that's in a slump. Don't let him get to feeling too bad about himself. If you have emotional wins and emotional losses, you've got to be able to stay pretty even keel. Coach Barry used to always tell us, you know, never too high, never too low. Right. Stay even keel no matter winning, losing, playing good, playing bad. You've got to keep your mental not do the mental gymnastics and beat yourself up if things are going bad. So that's a hard job for a coach.
And I think the good thing is we've already seen Southern Miss respond that way, right? They had a really emotional, great win over Oregon State. They came back the next day and beat Baylor. I mean, Oz told us on air that was, you know, concern for him coming, waking up on that Sunday kind of sleeper game, you know, and then they had that dramatic win over UC Santa Barbara the first weekend. Mm-hmm. They went to Hammond in a tough place to play and battled out and won a game down there. So we've already seen them do that.
Those first five or six games came down like the last at bat. Very emotional wins.
Prediction?
I think Southern Miss wins. I'm not going to pick against them. I just think the bullpen is too good.
I agree. I think we win. Close game, but we win.
I have no idea.
You got to pick.
I'm going to pick Southern Miss.
There you go.
In a close one. It's going to be fun either way.
No, lots of fun.
And I think we should say, I personally am grateful that State's willing to play
home
with Southern Miss baseball.
I agree.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
We'll talk about all of it tomorrow with Travis Creel. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.